Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas. And I want to start this podcast episode today with a little apology. There was no new episodes last week, and I apologize for that because I was away at the RE Congress in California and just things got away from me, and I apologize for my listeners out there. And with that said, I'm still sort of sitting with, you know, I'm a new priest this year. This is my first Lent and then my first Holy Week, and I had all the Spanish Masses for Palm Sunday, and I'm just still captivated by that, you know, because I'm all the readings in Mark and et cetera. And, you know, I got to be honest with y'all. I am not a good liar. And it's probably hard to tell, you know, because you're listening to this in audio form and et cetera. But, you know, I'm not a good liar. You know, and why do I tell you that? Because when I was, you know, preparing my thoughts and et cetera and getting myself ready for celebrating Palm Sunday, I found within myself that I was getting lost in the text. It was just so much and to deal with that large amount of what Matthew is telling us about the passion of our Lord was just overwhelming for me. And I was taught while growing up on the farm and in the country that if you get lost and you don't know where to go, you just go back to the beginning. So that's what I kept doing with the gospel as I was, you know, getting ready and et cetera for Palm Sunday. And as I kept going back to the start of that gospel over and over and over again, I was just struck by the profound mercy that our text from the Gospel of Mark started with. You know, that woman that, you know, anointed Jesus, that came to care for the body of Jesus as he was preparing for his profound suffering on the cross. And nobody really understood her actions except for Jesus and her. And as the hearers of the word, we are brought into this intimate moment, but you know, within the context of the story itself, you know, there's a lot of ignorance and foolishness from the people around that moment, sort of condemning her and et cetera. But this woman that did that for Jesus knew her tradition and knew this man, Jesus. And her heartbeat was really in unison with his heart, I believe. And now, what do I mean? Why do I put that line of tradition in there? Well, most likely this woman was Jewish, and this oil that she used in the nard and et cetera, you know, we find in the book of the Old Testament called the Song of Songs. And this oil was used by the bride for her bridegroom within that text. And the bridegroom, of course, carries around that scent throughout the whole of the Song of Songs. And we see this carrying out of her mercy in the gospel by Jesus, who carries that woman's act of mercy with him to the cross. So as the church, I think it's important for us to listen and learn from the holy women of the gospel, because it is, I don't want to put this in a way, it were they, you know, those holy women that understood Jesus best. Why? As I've said, their hearts were in tune with his sacred heart. Also, that is why to this day, the church needs holy women, because holy women help to show and to teach the people of God how to make and keep one's heart in rhythm with the beat of Jesus' sacred heart. And I know for myself that I'm only a Carmelite and a priest for the Catholic Church because I had nuns praying for me as I was making that journey of formation. And I will believe that until the day I die. So we also speak about the church. It's important to know as mother and wife, because she cares for Christ in the world, as the woman did in the gospel today, and is the bridegroom of Jesus. And Jesus, of course, carries this wonderful scent of his bride, the church, this merciful love that she provides for him in the world as he rests in heaven. Also, we see, it's important to note this too, in Mark's gospel, we see a woman challenge and question St. Peter. Why is this important? Because he has already betrayed Jesus in his heart, and she senses it and she knows it. Women tend to keep us on our toes. So now let's transition a little bit into the male aspect and men. You know, Jesus gathered 12, albeit very imperfect men around him, to lead and care for his body, the bride, that is, the church. Why is that? Well, men can only give life through death. And what do I mean by that? Well, women have life grow within them, and they care from life, and they carry life, and they act in a merciful way towards the life that is within them. Men, we've been denied this. We cannot have a child grow inside of us. Yet, we are called to be givers of life just as women are, but we do it in a different way. Men are called to die for those who they love. And in that commitment of death, this gift of love is provided for the ones that they care for, and it raises them up. This is sort of a sacrificial love. Christ showed us this type of love when he gave himself up on the cross for his bride, the church. Ephesians 5. As men, we are entrusted with the ability to give that love to this very day. This is why a boy needs to learn to sacrifice himself for those that he loves, so that the boy can become a man. Both loves, merciful and sacrificial, are necessary. The world needs both types of love, maternal and paternal. It is only when the man and the woman stood together that God said that they were very good. And as we gather together as the assembly of God's people, it is in that beautiful, profound moment as the church that we hear God again proclaiming that we are very good. So, the beginning of the gospel, we see through this woman's mercy, this preparation of the heart for the seed of God's merciful love. So his love can rest inside of each human heart. That's important to know. And then we see through the cross that Jesus shows us our hearts need to be transformed by that sacrificial love. So this merciful love that rests in our hearts can begin to grow. That seed of profound gift of love in our hearts can grow, and it can become nourishing and support us. And not just us, all the people that are around us. Now, just a few thoughts I wanted to share about the cross. You know, because the cross really is a brilliant tool of knowledge. And what do I mean by that? Well, there are 4 points on the cross. There's the north, south, east, and west. Thus, the span of the cross covers the whole of heaven and earth. Yet, and we also see that men and women, yes, very different, like the east is from the west. But through the cross, the two come together, standing in the middle between heaven and earth. Our feet, of course, together, resting on the earth, and our gaze focused on heaven. Christ, through the cross, has made it possible for all of us to live in both, to live on earth and in heaven, to live together in unity here, and to live together as a family in heaven. Again, the north and the south, the heaven and the earth come together in the middle of the cross, where the Sacred Heart of Jesus was offered up for us. The peace of heaven being made known through, of course, the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And the earth is invited to rest upon his most Sacred Heart, so his peace may be shared to all within the earth. And unlike the temple curtain, which we also heard about in Mark's gospel, which blocked the people from God, the cross reveals God to his people, a God who so loved us that he was willing to embrace all the pain and sin of the world and suffer a terrible death so that we can rest in God's love, be saved, and receive eternal life. That is why the temple curtain was torn down the middle, because heaven has come down to earth and is now revealed in and through Jesus Christ. Nothing can block God from being with humanity anymore. My brothers and sisters, we are all sinners. We fight with each other on a regular basis. Just pick up any newspaper, you'll see this. And people kill each other, at least where I'm at in the Bronx, on the streets for what, a few dollars? And how often do we within our families kill the bonds that unite our family just because of our pride and ego? If we are left to ourselves, we will always die. That is why prophet Isaiah reminds us through the readings that we had on Sunday that our Lord, our God, is our help. The cross reminds us of this truth every day. That is why we always need to keep the cross close to us, to keep our minds resting on the love of God. So we, how do I want to put this? Cannot hear the death our sins call out for. During the Holy Week that we are in right now, I ask you, please hold the cross close to yourself. I also invite you too, as you hold upon that cross, as you hold it tight to your own sacred heart that Jesus has chosen to dwell in, find a person in the Bible that you can get a view of the cross from. And you ask the Holy Spirit to allow you to see the cross from that person's perspective. Remember, we are all called to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow Jesus. However, we never do this alone, for we are standing with each other and stepping in the footprints of Jesus himself as we follow him to our Father's house where Jesus himself has prepared a room for us. And remember, my brothers and sisters, as we journey throughout this week and become strengthened by the Eucharist, I pray that the gift of the Eucharist may strengthen and continue to fortify our hearts, our minds, and our soul as we journey with our Lord during this most holy week. Thank you again, my brothers and sisters, for your time. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.